If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Ben Maller Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight from 2 to 6 Eastern, 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And to find your local station for the Ben Maller Show at foxsportsradio.com, you can find it there. Or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
This is the Best of the Ben Maller Show on Fox Sports Radio.
The Ben Maller Show is a collaborative effort. You're invited to communicate with those of us on this side of the microphones. You can follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you can post that and follow me, Eddie Garcia, your humble sidekick, the voice of reason, your news guy, your announcer guy. I'm at Eddie on Fox. And I'm live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios. It's Ben Maller.
We are hanging out all night long. The comedy club will open up in hour three. We'll have Big Ben's lame jokes of the week. It's a pretty good sports day. It's a pretty good sports day. Not a bad sports day. Baseball. I woke up. There was baseball on. I was flipping around, watching a bunch of different games. And I was happy the A-holes lost to the Yankees. Blew a 4-0 lead. That made me pretty happy. I was excited about that. So that was good. I watched flipped around, watched a little bit of this and that, and settled into the UConn San Diego State game, which was it was very nice of the Aztecs to get the doors blown off in the second half, so I could go do something else. You know, go do something. That was good. It was very kind of them, so I could flip to something else there. And watch the North Carolina game a little bit. Not that you care about what I'm watching. The Splendid Daddy writes and says, did the Gremlins get two of the podcasts from yesterday? I got up at 1 a.m. this morning to send you this tweet. Roll Tide from Alabama. That is the Splendid Daddy. So let's check in with our podcast expert, Shay. So I was getting reports, Shay, when I woke up from angry podcast listeners that for some reason, multiple hours of this podcast from yesterday's show vanished into a black hole somewhere, not to be heard, at least on the iHeart app. Now, Shay, do you have any information on maybe these were stolen by the people that took the bobbleheads, the bobbleheads from Yarmer Yager? Is there any possibility that have the same people stole a couple of
I
have to interject.
Uh-oh. The queen would like to speak. Yes,
I would. I would. Yesterday, I punished Eddie and I turned off his mic.
You turned off Eddie's microphone.
To the audition and the thing that puts it into the podcast. So he still went out on the air, but his voice was not captured into the very many,
Oh, that's good. Things. More of me and less of Eddie.
That's what
good.
I was thinking. I was like, I don't think Ben's going to have a problem.
We had to put him on timeout.
And honestly, remember, he was talking bad about Coop de Loop. Remember?
That's
so
right.
We had to put him on timeout.
He was punished.
I didn't say anything bad about Coop de Loop. What are you talking
Eddie,
about?
You shamed Coop de Loop. You did.
No, I did not.
Do you remember this moment, Eddie? Do you?
Shame. Yeah. Wait a minute. First of all, Lee DeLapp is the man to blame.
No, no, no. You're passing the buck, Eddie. Do not
he
pass
sent
the
out
buck,
the picture
Eddie.
Originally. And shame. And had us believe that it was something shame. That everyone could see.
Shame.
Well, Eddie, and so I just shared it.
Eddie, we had hundreds of votes, and the people have spoken. Did Eddie Garcia violate?
It was a typical Ben Maller bias poll, so okay. Just know
did
that.
Did we get the final
in.
Score from that?
Yeah, it was 100 against me.
Did Eddie violate the bubble of trust by sending out the private photo of Coop wearing the Japanese kimono?
And the option of no was not available to anyone.
Right, so you know what that means. Correct.
Eddie, you were found
guilty. I'm going to eat your chicken sandwich. Is it still back there?
Guilty on all charges, Eddie. Guilty on all charges. 58.7% of the populace. 58.7% guilty on all charges. You're going to the Hoosegow, Eddie. You're going to Siberia.
Oh, you want me to take some time off? Okay, I can do that. We'll get Finley in here.
I mean, you could take 3 weeks off, supposedly.
I guess.
Is that what Coop's doing?
Yeah.
Is it 3 weeks, really?
Yeah, next week I'll be
Holy
back here, too.
Holy crap! Wait, no, that'll just be 2 weeks, though, right?
No, I was here last week.
Well, it was like two and a
week.
Half, right?
I guess it's like, well, no, I was here all week last
here,
week.
Well, last week and next week, but he was here for a couple days.
Oh, he was here for like Monday. Yeah.
I think he got sick. In air quotes, right before his vacation.
What we call that? Well, that's tough luck. Huh?
Now, in the old days, Eddie, at Fox Sports Radio, we called
he
that the loony.
A packing day. Yeah.
We called that the loony when you suddenly got sick right before your vacation. It's a that would be a loony move. I think there's about a 30% chance he just stays in Japan.
I was thinking he's not coming back.
Right, Lorena? I mean, he's just going to stay there? He's like, hey, I like
a three-week vacation does not end quickly.
He did look very comfortable in that kimono.
The food looks good, right? He likes the video games and all that. You know, you got a little bit of everything in Japan, just like here. You can snow, you can go to the beach. You can go to the snow, whatever you want. You got a little bit of everything there. So you knock yourself out. Have a fine time. How's the American dollar doing to the yen? Is it a value or is it costing Coop extra money there? It's very expensive for him. I don't know.
I think everything's cheaper there, and it's better quality, too.
Really? You think it's cheaper? Well, it's about the currency, how much our dollar is to theirs. But I've not looked at that. Matt, the Warrior Raider fan, says our friend Weedman Hippie is still in the Gray Bar Hotel.
Life sentence for loitering.
Oh, my God. There are people that kill people that don't go to jail as long as Weed Man. I think that that Sam Bankman-Fried guy, whatever his name, that guy won't be in jail as long as Weed Man's going to be in jail.
Should have got arrested in California.
He should have ripped off 50 billion people. Weed Man Matt says he will be unavailable for the lame joke segment for yet another week. Okay. Wonderful. Donkey Sausage said my local FSR station just went off the air during the first hour of the show. Well, that's unfortunate, Donkey. I do recommend the iHeartRadio app as a backup. Some people like it even more. But anyway, Midnight Walker writes in from Syracuse. He says, Jordan Montgomery spoke the truth. The Red Sox are winners no more. They are headed for last in the AL East. And Big Poppy ain't walking through that door, says the Midnight Walker. Who else do we have? Page down. Milkman Mike says, great save opening the show, Maller. Has anyone done a wellness check on Iowa Sam? No. Iowa Sam, a work friend, right? You learn in this business there's a lot of work friends.
We'll never hear from him again.
Exactly. Like, I hardly hear from Roberto. I used to talk to Roberto every night. I knew everything about Roberto. I knew his wife. I knew his kid. But we don't work together anymore. So I hardly talk to Roberto. If there's some controversy, I'll get a text from Roberto or something like that. But he was supposed to come by. And this is how little Roberto likes me and Eddie. He was going to come by, but since Coop is out, he's on spring break, Eddie. He's a middle-aged man. He gets spring break because he's a bus driver. How great is that? How
it's
wonderful.
Part of the reason why he left.
I know. I don't blame him. And so he left to be a bus driver. He gets spring break. So he's going to come by and visit us. And he's like, well, Coop's not there, so I'm not going. You know, but he's out during the summer. So maybe when the summer's around, he'll come by. Could be the case. Mike in the mountains writes in, says the Red Sox signed two known injury-prone pitchers to contracts. Not really a hard counterpunch to the Red Sox. Media hyped Monty, an aging arm, less than 1,000 per inning, losing record as of late. Most people know the Red Sox brass are not really trying to win. Well, it is a dangerous thing. And listen, I'm not from Boston. I do love going there. I've had a lot of work opportunities in Boston over the years. But every time I've gone to Fenway, it's like going to Disneyland. It's a lot of people that aren't from Boston or from New England that are out-of-towners that go to those games. So they know they have a built-in audience that will attend the games, whether they're great or they blow. It doesn't matter. People are going to go out there because it's an experience, and it's on every one of these tourist websites. When you go to Boston in the summer, you got to go and hang out at a Red Sox game and check it out. Double O Mexican in San Diego says a 9.1 on the Maller monologue. And then he says something tremendously offensive about Poppy and his terrible picks. He says, Yefimi in Chicago says, hey, Maller, A+ and a special brownie on the Maller monologue. I now identify as a warlock and will set up a GoFundMe for a fictional medical condition to prey on unsuspecting listeners of the show. The Wicked Witch from Chicago, Yefimi. King Rory writes in from Wisconsin. He says, even though my Brewers didn't play, I did enjoy watching their former manager, Greg Clownsell, doing Clownsell things by blowing a ninth inning lead just to lose in extra innings. I hope Cub fans are ready for the long haul. Fly the L.
They stink.
Yeah. King Rory has immediately turned. Now, Craig Council's from Wisconsin. He's from the Milwaukee area. And he's already, of course, turned on him, which you should, because he left to take the money and go and hang out with the Cubbies. That's what he's doing. Anyway, it is the Ben Maller Show as we continue on. A stand-up comic hired as a coach of the Strange Times We Live In and fumbling the bag. We'll get to that as well. But right now, get you caught up on a whole bunch of stuff you didn't know about and a lot of games of note. We head over to the Cavana Boy, Eddie Garcia.
My goodness, lots and lots of games of note to tell you about. We will start with Sweet 16 action in the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. We finally had a one seed lose, and a couple of two seeds are out as well. That number one seed, North Carolina, the Tar Heels, eliminated by the fourth seed, Alabama, 89-87. Crimson Tide into the Elite Eight for the second time in school history. Their opponent will be six-seeded Clemson. The Tigers knock off the two-seed Arizona 77-72. It is the second Elite Eight appearance for Clemson in their program's history. Third-seed Illinois knocks off the two-seed Iowa State 72-69. Terrence Shannon Jr., 29 points for the Fighting Illini. Up next for them will be the defending champ, the number one overall seed, UConn Huskies. They breeze past fifth-seeded San Diego State 82-52. Huskies' ninth straight double-digit NCAA tournament win. Opening day in Major League Baseball, we have the defending champion Rangers walk off with a 4-3 win over the Cubs in 10 innings. Dodgers beat the Cardinals 7-1. Shohei Ohtani 2-for-3, a run scored in his LA debut. Yankees over the Astros 5-4. Juan Soto in his New York debut 1-for-3 with an RBI. He did throw out a runner at the plate in the ninth inning. Diamondbacks roll over the Rockies 16-1. Arizona scored 14 runs in the third inning. Good Lord. Isn't not spring training anymore,
so
boys.
Freaking bad.
My God.
Oh, my God. It is so terrible. Ooh. The only reason to go to a Rocky game is to get drunk. That's about the only reason to go to a Rocky game. Yeah, I don't know why else you'd go out there.
Good reason.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, unless you like the other team, I guess. But if you're a Rockies
fan, I like to wrestle with men.
Wow.
The Pirates beat the Marlins 6-5.
Congratulations, Eddie.
Thank
this is
you.
The high water mark of Pirates baseball.
Raise the Jolly Roger.
Raise the Jolly Roger.
As you mentioned, Orioles beat the Angels 11-3. Corbin Burnes in his Baltimore debut, not bad. Six innings, 11 strikeouts.
He was playing the Angels.
That's true, give him credit for now. Red Sox beat the Mariners 6-3. The Padres over the Giants 6-4. Tigers get by the White Sox in a slugfest 1-0. Yeah, the Twins beating the Royals 4-1.
Bad offense or good pitching? Who knows?
Probably bad offense. Yeah, Blue Jays beat the Rays 8-2, and the Guardians shut out the A's. Oh, the A's starting things off with a donut. Shane Bieber, 6 shutout innings, 11 strikeouts for Cleveland. Reds beat the Nationals 8-2, and we told you Mets, Brewers, Phillies, Braves were rained out. Two games in the NBA, the Hawks for the second time in 4 days knock off the top team in the league, the Celtics, 123-122 in overtime. DeJounte Murray, 44 points for Atlanta. He had the Pelicans over the Bucks 107-100. In the NHL, the Hurricanes shut out the Red Wings 4-0. Carolina clinches a playoff spot. Stars down the Canucks 3-1. Dallas clinches a playoff spot. And the Panthers lose to the Islanders 3-2. But because Florida, because Detroit lost to Carolina, Florida clinches a playoff spot as well. Hey, just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that is what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today.
As we continue on through these late night hours, we are glad you have chosen to hang out with us. Look, otherwise we'd just be talking amongst each other, and I mean, not that that's bad. We'd get paid for it anyway, but we probably wouldn't have the job for long. Hey, if you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help. Express is hiring for jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Check out expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com. We had a bizarre scene in the NCAA tournament. Not just the fact that Clemson won, but the Clemson fans, after their victory on Thursday, were chanting, ACC! ACC! Now, why is that amusing? Because the university is actively suing. They are in a lawsuit against the ACC to leave the ACC because they're not happy with the amount of television money that they're getting, and yet the fans were chanting ACC, having a fine chant, which was, I thought that was weird. Maybe it's not weird. Maybe this they were trolling. You think they were trolling? Maybe they were trolling. I don't know. I have no idea. Let's go to our Japanese expert, a longtime expat who lives in Japan. We go to Tokyo on the international line, and we say hello to Hank. Hello, Hank.
Hey, Ben. Hey, guys. You've been talking about the kimono, quote-unquote. It's not a kimono. It's a yukata. Kimono.
That's harder to say.
Yeah, we don't know. We only know. We're dumb Americans. We only know kimono. That's it.
And I understand. So a kimono is a heavy fabric, silk, and also multi-layered. And today's generation doesn't know how to put on a kimono. You need help.
So what was Cooper and what is it called? Did he cut out?
Yukata. Yukata. So yukata is...
Yukata.
Yukata.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
All right.
Yeah. So Eddie described the photo as being like a bathrobe in a previous episode. And that's basically what it is. Typically made of cotton, lightweight, and are in a lot of the resorts, and you just throw it on. Yeah. And you put on a belt, kind of like a belt that you put on a gi if you're doing karate or taekwondo or something.
Now how many of these do you own, Hank? You've lived there.
Oh, none.
Long time.
Zero.
None?
Zero. Zero.
Really?
Zero.
No.
Zero.
Why do you think Coop was wearing this? Just for a photo op?
Oh, because they're provided at the resort.
Very bougie, yeah. Coop. Now, what's the exchange rate, Hank, between the U.S. dollar?
It's very favorable for U.S. dollars.
Oh, good.
So since I've been here for 31 years, and the exchange rate has been as strong for the yen as 87, and right now it's 150, 151. So you're getting the $1 buys 151 yen. So he's come at a very good time from that perspective.
Yeah,
yeah, from that perspective.
He's living like a baller. He's living like a baller. That's great. And but you must love it there, Hank, right? You've been there for 30 years. That's a generation and a half that you've lived there.
Yeah. It's safe. It's safe as hell. I grew up in the Boston area, uh-huh. And I went to university in L.A. I went to UCLA.
Okay.
And I'm actually highly conservative, always Republican Party, and I gave up on the U.S. a hell of a long time ago.
And you picked Japan. You were ahead of your time there, Hank.
I picked Japan because I failed Japanese language at university, and it's the only thing I've ever failed in my life, and I just couldn't live with it. It really pissed me off. So ooh. I came to Japan to learn the language,
Do you speak fluent?
Read, write, yeah, yeah. Speak listen, yeah.
Have you spotted Coop around town? Is the
No. We exchanged emails prior to him coming.
Uh-huh.
And then, the itinerary he described is great.
Yeah, he was going around the whole country, he said, like eight cities or something like that.
Yeah. But the spots he picked were great. So I gave him feedback, haven't heard from him since, but I hope he's having fun.
I got you. All right, well, thanks for the update, Hank. I appreciate it.
Okay, guys, have a good one.
All right, there you go. There's our friend Hank. I didn't realize he'd been there. I know he'd been there for a while. But he listens a lot. It's an afternoon show. We're doing an afternoon drive in Tokyo right now.
Yeah, it's daytime there.
It's 3:40 or something like that in the afternoon in Tokyo. So thanks to...
Hey!
Just think if he had failed a different language, he'd be living somewhere else, right? I mean, there's a whole bunch of languages out there. The Japanese is the one that he felt. So I don't know who this guy Louisville hired. Pat Kelsey is his name, but I like the guy. I'm a fan. You know what? I'm very easy to please as a sports commentator. Just entertain me. I just want to be entertained. And Pat Kelsey, who I'd never heard of before he got hired at Louisville, trying to restore the once mighty Louisville Cardinal basketball program. This guy, he gets hired. He was at the College of Charleston. And he had a lot of success there, but that's the College of Charleston, right? And mid-major type school. Louisville's the big leagues. And so he had a great line. He was asked about, you know, the college basketball world, what it's like. And he says, his line was, you want to know if I can recruit? Meet my wife, Lisa. I just hope she doesn't hit the transfer portal, is what he said. And he also... That was a good line, and then he added on that that he was her third pick, but they
Lordy.
He said the good news is I was her third choice, and that worked out really well, so I feel really good. As a reference to the fact that Louisville did not initially want to hire him, they tried to hire the coach from FAU who was offered the job, and then went to Michigan. Then they tried to hire Scott Drew from Baylor, but he said, I ain't going. I'm staying in Waco, and I'm not leaving. And so that third option was this cat. I like the guy. I'm pulling for him. I want to see him do well. He's got a good sense of humor.
I like losers.
Kind of a weird-looking dude, but I'm pulling for him. I'm a weird-looking guy, too. So there's a bond there. There's a brotherhood between other weird-looking people. So I hope he does well. Time now for the Who Am I game. Corbin Burns, Mr. Burns, Corbin Burns, amazing performance. He joined me as the only Orioles opening day starters to have 11 or more strikeouts and no walks. There have been a lot of legendary pitchers in Baltimore over the years, but Corbin Burns joined me as the only Oriole opening day starters to log 11-plus strikeouts and no walks. Who am I? Join me. Who am I? That's the question, the answer. We'll get to it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, gang, this is Jay Glazer, host of Unbreakable, a mental wealth podcast. And every week, we will have on leaders from sports, entertainment, like Sean McVay, Lindsey Vonn, Michael Phelps, David Spade, Guy Fieri, and also those who can help us in between the ears. Anyone from a therapist to someone like Ed Milet or John Gordon. We've all been through some sort of adversity. To get to the top, we've all used different tools. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer and Mental Wealth Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get podcasts.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's ZYN.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Come in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere. We huddle up and we give you chills and thrills coast to coast, border to border and beyond on the vast and impressively powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the pot, not that pot, the jackpot. Of audio hogwash. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Later this hour, we'll have Maller to the third degree. Shea is in the producer's chair. So we'll have that coming up later in the hour. And next hour, the Comedy Club opens. Big Ben's Lame Jokes of the Week. We got Sports Jeopardy in the final hour, if we make it to the final hour. And so just kind of hang out with us. We'll be here all night. But I am fired up. I'm a baseball guy. And you're only really allowed to talk baseball on opening day. And then if there's like a big scandal or drama. Other than that, day to day, we don't talk much baseball. We don't. Yeah, we might talk about a team that stinks for a couple weeks or something like that, but on the night-in, night-out basis, I watch the games, but we don't usually talk about them that much. So we have an opportunity, because it was opening day, to discuss what happened, and our lead is from not just opening day, it's happy days. Yeah, absolutely happy days. I was loving it. I was like, this is great. I'm going to have something to watch. There's always day games during the week, and I'm always like futzing around trying to find something to watch, so I'll have something to watch from now until October when I wake up. Anyway, baseball's back. If you did not watch, maybe you didn't. Maybe you're like, I can't handle that. I had to watch the basketball, college basketball. So Major League Baseball last had a full schedule of regular season games 180 days prior. In opening day, it's kind of like a religious revival, right? You're as baseball fans, that old song from back in the day where you're born again, there's new grass on the field, right? I'm ready to play, I can be center field. You get all the pageantry. You have all of it. And so I love it. So let's discuss the question, what are your big takeaways from opening day 2024? So I'll go first, and then you can go if you want. Now, my observations, I've got spaghetti western, rodents, and Baywatch. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to make garlic fries, a soft pretzel, a hot dog, and nachos, which I'd enjoy all of those items at the ballpark, all of them. That would cost me about $9,000 these days. But anyway, so number one. Calm down. All right, so to answer the question, what are your big takeaways from opening day 2024? It was just refreshing, right? I woke up, there's ball on. I worked out. I went for a walk. I watched on my phone while I was walking. I got ready for work. I had a game on. Now, my big takeaway from this, I'm going to go spaghetti western. The good, the bad, and the ugly. You know that was a spaghetti western back in the day? The good, the bad, night. Anyway, I'm going to start with the good. D-O-D-G-E-R-S, Dodgers. I got the Dodgers. I got Mr. Burns. I got the Snakes. Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, putting the St. Louis Cardinals in a blender. Have we done a wellness check on Sir Scratchoff's Cardinals? Have we checked on him? I don't know. The Big Blue Wrecking Crew. What you expect. The home opener. I thought I played a couple of games, but this was the U.S. opener, and the Dodgers looked amazing. I was annoyed by modern baseball, though, as Glasnow went, I think it was like six innings. He had 81 pitches. They took him out. Like, you couldn't get him out there for another inning? His arm might fall out. Fall out of the skin. Now, Corbin Burns was like a surgeon. It was a surgical performance for him, and that is a big-time pickup for the Orioles. People say I'm too negative about the Orioles, but that is a big-time guy. And if he's healthy going into the playoffs, that should be a guy, Burns, that can set you up to win the first game of every series. Put you in position to win the first game of every playoff series. He absolutely bedeviled the Halos. How about Arizona? The Diamondbacks disemboweling the Rockies. 14-run inning on opening day. How are those tickets being sold for the Rockies? How's that going? They sell a lot of tickets after that? Get the people fired up? Yeah. Team that's as bad as the Rockies, the Athletics. I loved this. We're going to talk more about it coming up in a few. I thought this was in the good category. Oakland fans held a parking lot protest on opening day. And I'll get into it more later. But the stadium was almost completely devoid of fans when the game started between the A's and Guardians. And there were people having a big party out in the parking lot as the team is preparing. Of course, years from now, they're going to move to Las Vegas. Now, the bad, how about the Cubbies? How about the Cubbies? Craig Counsell's debut as Cubs manager. They blow, I believe it was three leads against the reigning champion Rangers, who get the walk-off win. And then the Cubbies get the double whammy on opening day. Not only do they screw up and fumble a win, but their ace, Justin Steele, the man of steel, left the game. The man of steel should not have a bad hammy, but his hammy went whammy. So he does have a bad hammy. Yikes, that's a troubling sign. That's a troubling sign there in that. And that was not in Chicago. That was in Texas, so you can't blame it. It's the cold weather. That's why. All right. Now, the ugly, which was actually, I put this, it was so ugly it was good. The cheating Astros blowing a 4-0 lead over the Yankees. Over the Yankees. 4-0 lead they had. You had your big-time battle-tested pitcher, Framber Valdez, on the mound. You really hate to see it. Valdez, he's a guy that sucked at a time you cannot suck. He gets a 4-0 lead. He then walks six batters and gives up five hits in 4 2/3 innings. Now, he didn't get the loss. The bullpen got the loss, but Valdez didn't hold the lead and couldn't even make it five innings. And remember, last year, in the second half last season, his ERA was around five. This guy was a total stud a couple years ago, and now he is going down, 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 down. All right, now, page two here. We move to our obligatory Maller monologue on the gambling scandal involving Shohei Ohtani and his interpreter. And while many in the media that are in bed, in cahoots with baseball, are trying to ignore the story, let me give you the condensed recap, because there have been some medium to large developments, depending on how you analyze this stuff. So the commissioner, Rob Manfred, said that Major League Baseball is committed to its investigation of the scandal surrounding Shohei Ohtani and hopes it will take a, quote, short, close quote, time to resolve. Now, Manfred defended also the fact that Major League Baseball, while investigating Shohei Ohtani for gambling, is in bed with gamblers. Now, again, I like gambling. I'm an adult. Whatever. I think you should be able to gamble if you want. But if you're playing, it's a problem. It's an issue. And so Manfred defended being a partner with the gambling world. And then he gave this whole rap. Well, it's a privilege to play baseball, and you have to follow certain rules that other people don't have to follow, but you get paid a lot of money. That's what he implied. So let's get back to the point. Manfred wants a, quote, short investigation. How much confidence do you have in Major League Baseball's oversight in the Shohei Ohtani story. So I'm not sure what's below zero. I know there are, you can have below zero, but on the scale of 1 to 10, I'm going to go zero, below zero. Major League Baseball, let me tell you something. Their investigative arm is filled with rodents. Okay, actual vermin in Major League Baseball's investigative arm. The three blind mice. Okay, in fact, that's even mean to the blind. I believe Inca Terror, Blind Emmett, and that terrible caller we have, Andrew from Bakersfield, would be better investigating this than the actual Major League Baseball investigative team. Now, my example, example A. All right, here's my example. The Major League Baseball investigative arm was tipped off years ago that there was a baseball team cheating. All right, the ass 1-2-3 holes. And they found no wrongdoing. Let me repeat that. There were cheating. There were videos of them banging on trash cans and more likely than not used a buzzer and all this contraband, a whistle. And baseball investigators said, oh, we're good. It's kosher. We're all good. Now, as for Ohtani himself, there continues to be a lot of circumstantial evidence that is not looking good. Right, we talked about this in a previous episode of the show. A bookmaker bragged about him being a client, like openly talked about it to his associates in Vegas that Ohtani was on his bankroll, which doesn't look good. Also, when the story became in the public theater, the first move Ohtani made was hire a crisis PR manager. Now, you don't know who the guy is. His name is Matthew Hiltzik. He is known as the number one. Right. He's the Hollywood fixer. Guy lives in New York. But here are some of the names of celebrities that got in trouble that he cleaned up the mess. Well, he kind of cleaned up the mess. Johnny Depp. Remember when he was in that trial with Amber Heard and it was really ugly back and forth? He said, she said. And this is the guy Johnny Depp hired. This is the guy Pirates of the Caribbean guy hired, all right? How about Hillary Clinton? She's had some scandals. He worked with her. Alec Baldwin. Okay, he's had a bunch. And here's a name that you don't want to be associated with. This is the Hollywood fixer that used to work for Harvey Weinstein, the scoundrel of scoundrels, they say in Hollywood. But wait, there's more. Ohtani also hired a guy named Andrew Brettler, another guy you probably don't know who that is. He is a top-ranking Hollywood lawyer when you're in a whole lot of trouble and you're a celebrity. This guy's clients include Danny Masterson, who was a convicted rapist, Armie Hammer, and Prince Andrew, who's had a few problems along the way. All right, so that's he's in a bed again with a guy that the publicist, the fixer, who worked with Weinstein, and the lawyer who worked with Prince Andrew and Danny Masterson. All right, final point. Last stop, we go to Tampa. Here's another story that should be much bigger. It's not because of the team. Wander Franco. Remember him, Wander Franco? We remember him. Wander Franco is back in the headlines. He's also back on administrative leave. So where is this story going? It is going like Baywatch. He's treading water. He's spinning his wheels. Franco stands accused of having a sexual relationship with an underage girl and then breaking money laundering laws by paying hush money to the mother. Now, when this story came out, we had a couple of guys that said that this is like standard practice in the Dominican. That in some other countries where there's like a business agreement between the parents, they get the money, and then whatever happens. Anyway, it's illegal in the Dominican Republic, but he has not been criminally charged. So it's just an accusation. This guy was the face of that team. He was the star shortstop and all that. And he has not played or worked out for the Tampa Bay Rays since August. But technically, he's still a member of the team, and he is still collecting his $174 million salary. But that will likely end by the summer. And the chances of him playing another game, I think Hollering James has a better chance of playing another big league game than he does. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you would like to be part, you can join us. Speakeasy rules are in effect, but you can call up, scream, shout, all that. If you don't want to call up, you can follow me on X, and we might read your comments. Just like texting on your phone, but it's just sending it in to the X machine, which we monitor during the show. At Ben Maller. That is at Ben Maller. If you would like to be part of the Big Bafo Sacco radio show. And is it true that LeBron James may need to hire the Hollywood fixer? We'll get to that, and we will do it next. But hey, what if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express Employment puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go it alone. In your job search, visit expresspros.com today.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com, that's Zyn.com, to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Step into a world of imagination. The Ben Maller Show has no marketing budget. We need your assistance in growing the congregation of the Maller Militia. How do you do it? Tag Maller-related content on all social media networks. You are the missing jigsaw puzzle piece to unlock the Ben Maller Show to new compatriots. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Lame week.
Lame week who? It's Big Ben's Lame Joke of the Week.
Yes, we are back with Lame Jokes of the Week. It is made possible, this portion of the show, from Tractor Supply Store. Just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply Store today. Do we have the fake weed man? Are you there, fake weed man?
Ben, I love
love you.
Oh, well, thank you. It's nice to be loved, fake weed man. We use the real weed man, but he's currently in jail in Miami-Dade County, so not available, unfortunately. Those mean jailers will not allow him to call in. All right, so let's get to it. Here's the actual jokes by actual listeners. How has... Let me change that. All right, we'll start with Lizzo, because we always start with Lizzo. That's a rule on the show. It's been that way since we got rid of Bartolo Colon jokes. All right, did you know that Lizzo is going to start performing shows on cruise ships?
I was unaware of that.
Yeah. The only downside is that they're going to limit the passengers that come on board due to those weight limits, Eddie. That's from Jake from Parts Unknown. Did you hear the Dodgers have filed a formal complaint with the LAPD against Lizzo?
I did not hear that. Why is that?
Yeah, apparently she borrowed their infield tarp to wear to the Grammys and never returned it. So might rain this weekend in L.A. There might be a rain delay.
I heard that.
Yeah, Mighty Man in Augusta sent that one in. What was the very first French word that Lizzo learned and is still her favorite French word?
Favorite French word.
No. Buffet. She loves the buffet. That's Noah in Austin. Thank you, Noah. What kind of egg does Lizzo want for Easter? Of course, this is Easter weekend. Today's Good Friday. What does Lizzo want for Easter? What kind of egg?
A chocolate egg.
No, a big green egg. And you remember the sponsor, the big green egg?
Those things are fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah. Those are great. Grills. Yeah, we got to get them back. That's a great sponsor. That's Eek in Roseville, Minnesota. Why does Lizzo love swimming in lakes?
I don't know why.
Eddie, she's a Laker girl. Come on, Eddie. What's wrong with you? That's from our guy Tony in the Bay. Did you hear that Lizzo is a member of a strip club? How about that?
Oh, no.
Yeah, she's worked at the New York Strip, the Pork Strip, and the Chicken Strip. She's worked at all those. That's Brendan.
Merry New Year!
Brendan from Boston sent that one in. What did Mr. Peanut say to Lizzo?
Oh, God, no.
I said, I'm going out, but I will be back in a jiff. She replied, darn Skippy, honey, better hurry back. That's from a George in Uvalde. That's a kind of a long joke there, George. What is Lizzo? There we go. Delayed laugh. When is Lizzo at her best?
I don't know.
Crunch time, Eddie. She's really good at crunch time. That's Surfer Todd, the comedian. How about this one, Weed Man? Why is Lizzo heading to the Olympics this summer in Paris?
I don't know.
Because there's going to be a 40-foot-long buffet. That's from Eric and Kansas. How did Lizzo make her picks in the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge?
I don't know how.
Eddie, she went with her gut. And that's what she did. She went with her gut, and it worked out. How big is Lizzo, Eddie?
Really, really big.
Now, she's so big that Victor Wembanyama cannot beat her at Twister. That's how big she is. That's a tip in Maine. All right, where do Weed Man and Lizzo belong?
Together.
No, Weed Man belongs in the state pen, and Lizzo, a pig pen. That's Surfer Todd, the comedian. Which FSR sponsor does Weed Man hate?
I don't know.
Express Employment Professionals. Eddie does not like that at all. That's Eric in Kansas. All right. How have Weed Man's homeless dreams come true?
I don't know how.
Well, he just recently moved into a gated community with 24-hour security. That's Chip in Maine. Thank you, Chip. Appreciate that. Nick Saban has just learned how to read and send emails. You see that?
Yeah, you talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, he still hasn't figured out how to block Weed Man's request for bail money. So that's George in Rochester. Thank you for that, George. What's something a teacher cannot give Weed Man?
His teeth.
No, homework, Eddie. Can't get homework. Did you know that baseball commissioner Rob Manfred has less? He has less than Weed Man Hippie. You know, he has less than Weed Man Hippie.
Yeah. I was unaware of that.
Yeah. Yeah, Weed Man though, he may be toothless, but Manfred is actually ballless, according to John. Ohio. What kind of green does Weed Man love in prison?
I don't know. What kind of green?
The baloney, Eddie. The baloney. That's from Tony in the Bay. Lame jokes of the week.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.